Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to activist judges. The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk's Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. The campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election. Musk and Republicans back Crawford's opponent, Brad Schimmel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of the funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. A proposal meant to help farmers keep sandhill cranes from destroying their crops can now be brought up in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The proposal would allow farmers to receive financial assistance for purchasing a bird repellent called Ivapel. According to State Representative Paul Tittle, the repellent is a seed coating that supposedly spoils the taste of the seeds for the sandhill cranes, which would drive them away from other crops. The proposal would also allow farmers to apply for crop damage funding because of the troublesome birds. Students in area school districts have been busy with a lot to celebrate. Richland Center High School forensic students who competed at the district meet last weekend qualified for the state competition to be held Friday, April 11th at UW-Madison. These students have dedicated countless hours to perfecting their performances, advancing to state, are Riley Banker in radio speaking, Mara K. Delagrave, Aubrey Hillesheim, Madeline Huber, Sophia Ringelstetter, Ryan Stadler, and Devin Woodhouse in play acting. Ethan Gald and Lucy Joyce in Farrago, Brindolyn Knabel and Cassidy Mansilla in demonstration, and Melanie Shannon and Ella Stadler in poetry. In the Riverdale School District, a portion of its Health Occupation Students of America group recently visited the Richland Hospital and Clinics for Career Day. Students had the opportunity to get hands-on experience with various medical equipment, from blood pressure cuffs to intravenous therapy devices. Equally valuable was the Q&A session at the end, where hospital staff took the time to answer all of the students' questions about the wide range of healthcare careers represented. Ithaca School District Career Development Event teams competed at South Central CDEs in Janesville. Teams competing were wildlife, livestock evaluation, vet science, milk products, dairy evaluation, and poultry science. Annabeth Sprecher placed first in livestock evaluation, and Kirik Thompson placed fifth in milk products. The team took fourth place in milk products and 10th in livestock evaluation. The full team traveled to Platteville on Thursday. The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation will host an 8-pin bowling tournament Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Greg Kinney is the president of the foundation.
It's a busy day. We have two bowling shifts, 11 and 1:30. 11 o'clock is filling up quickly. There's still some room on the second shift, so we're still willing to take more people, that's for sure. But it's a busy day. We have a bucket raffle, we have 50-50 raffle, silent auction, door prizes for everybody that bowls. So it's a fun day, relaxing, you know, people, you don't have to be a good bowler to bowl, just come and have some fun and have a chance to win some stuff and enjoy the day.
Cost to bowl is $15. Proceeds raised supports teachers' projects for the classroom.
First week in May when we're going to be giving out our awards, next Monday, the application forms will go out to all the teachers, and they'll have 3.5 weeks to figure out what they want and get them sent back to us, and then we'll go through them and hand out as much as we can. Last year it was over $18,000, and that was our best day by far. So we're happy to do it, but it takes these fundraisers, like, you know, this weekend, and then the golf one is the first weekend in August, and so they're very important for everything we do to help keep raising money.
To register for the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 8-Pin Bowling Tournament, call Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 608-375-2200. The Farmer Angel Network has announced a special book club series featuring the new book, Land Rich, Cash Poor, My Family's Hope and the Untold Story of the Disappearing American Farmer, by award-winning journalist Brian Reisinger. Reisinger has been a guest on WRCO's Morning Show with Phil Nee.
I hope you don't mind my saying that actually the story begins a little bit with us listening to your station in my dad's barn. I grew up in the Spring Green area, working with my dad from the time I could walk, and I'm fourth generation. My dad is a third generation farmer, and my sister still works the farm with him and is working to take it over there in rural Spring Green area.
Reisinger uses his book to shed light on the economic and emotional struggles faced by American farmers.
The thing that was a really amazing discovery for me was seeing the places where what's happened in our country lines up with the things that my family experienced. And I think it's just we were in a time and a place, and it was a real challenge for our family at different points and places. But it's also a special thing to be able to look on back on that heritage. And what I tried to do with the book is I tried to tell hidden history of each era. So with the Depression, actually the Depression set in much earlier on farmers in the Midwest than it did for the rest of the country. Many people don't know that. I didn't know that until I dug into it. And you're right, going on up through each era, through the 50s, on up into the 1980s when my parents survived the farm crisis, on into the 90s and 2000s, each era I try to tell a hidden history beneath the surface, and I found that it really connected with something that occurred with my family, whether it was a harrowing story of farm injuries, or whether it was economic upheaval, or whether it was a beautiful story of something that our family overcame or something that shows our way of life. So I felt very fortunate for that.
The book club series will provide a platform for farmers and community members to come together and discuss the challenges and future of family farming. The series will include 3 sessions, each held on consecutive Mondays from 6 to 7:30 at the Sauk Prairie Healthcare Hospital and virtually. March 24th will focus on the challenges of family farming, March 31st will focus on the future of family farming, and April 7th will feature a Q&A with author Brian Reisinger with his parents Jim and Jean Reisinger, who are Sauk County family farmers. Participants will receive a free copy of the book. Free books are limited to the first 20 registrants. Registration is required. Book pickup and event details will be shared upon registration. To register, visit farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. The Kickapoo Area Schools Drama Club will present Peter Pan tonight and tomorrow night at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. This 2-act play will bring to life the magical story of the boy who never grew up, with all your favorite characters from Peter and Wendy to Captain Hook and Tinkerbell. Cost of admission is $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and free for children 5 and under.